This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. We need more People's History Museums. The organizer was screening at the Friends Meeting House today in Manchester, and the members and leaders of the newly organized Acorn Branch in Manchester were working. So I had the opportunity to not only visit, but also observe and work from the People's History Museum and the Left Bank Cafe and Bar. What a great way to tell the story of people's struggles for democracy and civic life and a voice in the workplace and political space. Fittingly, the museum is located in Spinningfield District, named for all the spinning mills that heralded the Industrial Revolution, virtually birthed in Manchester. Additionally, signaling the working class roots that made Manchester wealthy and imprinted the politics for years, the museum is retrofitted into an old pump house along the river with some remnants of its former life still visible. The museum was supported by labor unions in the United Kingdom, but also the European Union, National Arts Councils, and importantly, the Manchester City Council. But don't think that diluted the message of the museum. This is people's history. The museum had many, many strengths. Viewers were encouraged to participate. Pushing buttons meant hearing historic speeches by politicians of all stripes, union leaders and others. At one point, yellow police tape was on the floor when I walked across the entryway. Picket line chanting greeted me as if I had crossed the line during a strike, making the experience very realistic and dramatic. Speckled throughout, in various time periods, visitors were encouraged to open suitcases to see what people might have been carrying or wearing at the time. Or visitors could try on hats that union leaders and managers might have worn. Visitors could open cubbyholes to see whole exhibits. Very smart. The museum also was aided tremendously by dramatic visuals. Sweeping and intricate banners made by early trades groups for their meetings and demonstrations were as creative as tapestries we'd seen only days earlier in the National Museum of Wales in Cardiff. Posters for demonstrations or political rallies, both modern and 100 or more years old, were fascinating and forceful. The sections on the suffragette movement and the fight to win the vote for women in England were outstanding, especially the Separate Pride and Mrs. Pankhurst from Manchester, as they called their native daughter and key leader of the fight. The development of political struggles from the Levellers and Chartists to the communist and radical elements, as well as the more mainstream Labour Party, were well documented. One amazing illustration on a wall running from floor to ceiling, several stories up, showed a timeline of British history and the various movements, strikes, demonstrations, and repression that marked the time to either victory or defeat. Workers, women, and various voices were celebrated everywhere here as well. Critically, the museum was not simply about organizations, winners or losers, but the importance of struggle itself. The People's History Museum's motto tellingly was, "There have always been ideas worth fighting for." I want a museum like this where I live and would love to see one everywhere we work to document the struggle by people for rights and freedom. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.